Hello and welcome to this Immigration Minute. This week, the USCIS came out with a long-awaited memo meant to clarify the employer-employee relationship for H-1B processing. The memo is entitled Determining Employer-Employee Relationship for Adjudication of H-1B Petitions, Including Third-Party Site Placements, and issued by Associate Director Donald Neufeld. The memo is a direct response to a frustrating situation in the IT consulting industry. Last year, the industry saw a record number of RFPs and denials issued in third-party consulting arrangements. IT consultants were denied H-1B extensions and transfers where the employer was unable to provide the service with copies of contracts or letters from the end client. Mid-user letters and explanations proved unpersuasive. Late last year, the Vermont service allowed petitioners to submit end client letters where contracts were unavailable. Now, this new memo appears to suggest that the issue is not about documenting immediate employment. It states the petitioner must be able to establish that it has the right to control over where, when, and how the beneficiary performs the job. So, what does an IT consulting company do under the circumstances? Well, for one, I suggest reading the memo in its entirety. It's on our website at www.kidambi.com. Also, read the accompanying Q&A that is on the site. We have been proactively scheduling meetings with all our clients to discuss the implications of the new memo and what one needs to do to overcome and document an employment relationship exists within the H-1B context. If you have not received a call, email the office at casestatus@kidambi.com to request an appointment. We hope our suggestions and guidance will help you properly document a valid employer-employee relationship. Thank you.